I heard. Hello. Is that Sawa? Good. Thanks. I heard an interesting comment from Sarah just now.
我从 Sarah 那里听到一个很有趣的一个评语.
Say this is a 1995 song. It's an old song. You know.
这个1995年的诗歌是一个老歌.
You know what I mean, right? To me, that's a very new song. You know.
对我现在来说，这个是比较新的歌。
Because to me the old songs, those well, well, you know, before the last century, you know, those 100 years old.
对我来说，那些所谓老歌都是百多年以前的老歌.
So we're talking about what's the response hymn, you know.
所以当我们在看到这个回应诗歌.
And then I say, oh, why don't you say Worldwide the Night is coming? 趁着白夜我们可以工作, okay.
趁着白夜我们可以工作.
How many of you know that song?
有没有听过这一首诗歌?
You must know this song, right? Worldwide the Night is coming, Worldwide, okay. So only old folks know that song, right? To me, those might be the old song, you know, not the 1995. To me, those are new songs, you know.
对我来说，这些才算是老歌。 1995年的，都是新的歌了。
I guess this kind of age, you know, old or new, you know, it just depends on perspective and your age, you know.
这个老跟年轻，这个是相对的，这是跟你生命中的体验，那个看的角度要不一样。
OK, let's pray. OK,
那我们一同祷告。就是这里，我们能够在这里奉你的名来聚集，带领我们能够叫主里的同在，叫我们能够用心的聆听，一起的彼此勉励、分享、彼此学习、激励爱心。感谢主，奉主的圣名祈求。阿门。So
today we are going to wrap up the book of Second Thessalonians.
今天我们会把这个帖撒罗尼迦后书看完。And
this is more than a month, you know, before the last message on Second Thessalonians.
我们从这开始，帖撒罗尼迦后书的到现在已经是超过一个月了。
So I'm not going to go back to review those two chapters or three chapters.
所以我也不会回去回顾之前的那些章节。
Now basically, Paul talked about this in the Second Thessalonians. The church was troubled by some heresies that Jesus Christ is going to come back very soon.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书讲到这个教会，就是里面就是有一些异端谣言的困扰，就是讲到耶稣那个主要再来的日子，马上就是了。
As a result, some of them just drop their work, sit around.
结果就是这些信徒就放下了工作，坐下来就等候着。And
they wait for the coming of Christ and they do nothing.
他们在等候基督的降临，什么都不做。
Now, when one has too much time on hand and do nothing to do, what will they do?
当一个人手头上有太多时间无所事事的时候，他们会做什么呢？
Okay, I think let's look at. I'll go back down first. Okay. Here's what they do. Okay.
这就是他们会做什么
？They didn't do anything.
什么都不做。
They busybody.
基本上就是什么都不做。
Okay, and in Chinese, you know, they say they poke into other people's business.
中文就是说那个专管闲事。
Not only that they don't do anything, they even poke around, you know, getting involved in other people's business. Why they should not?
他们当中不止工作不做，反倒去到处专管别人的闲事。
When I work as a postdoc at Wisconsin,
当我在惠斯康星州担任博士后研究的时候
I had a colleague from Iran.
我有一个从伊朗来的同事。
He used to be associate department dean, you know, of the School of Pharmacy.
他曾是那个药剂学学院的副院长。
He told me they funded every professor's research in the department.
他告诉我他们会资助每一位研究所里面的教授的研究。
Whether they produce any result or not.
不管他们的研究是不是有任何的结果。
The reason why?
原因是呢,
is that if they have too much time at hand and have nothing to do, they will kill each other.
就是如果他们手头上的时间太多无所事事的话，他们就会自相残杀。
I never thought of that. That time I was young, you know, so I never thought of that.
那个时候我没有去多想。
They literally used money to buy some peace.
实际上就是用钱去买大拿的和平。
So let's go back and just read this passage. This is a very short passage today with just a few. And then we'll go on, okay?
我们来看看今天的经文。
Just 10 verses, okay? And then let's all stand and read the word of God.
我们一起来读，站起来读神的话语。
In the name of the Lord, we command you, brothers and sisters, to keep away from unbelievers.
不遵守我们所受的教导，就当远离他。你们自己原知道应当怎样做法，因为我们在你们中间未尝不贵的事情，也未尝白吃人的饭，倒是辛苦劳碌。 昼夜做工，免得叫你们人受累。这并不是因为我们没有权柄，而是要给你们做榜样，叫你们效法我们。我们在你们那里的时候，曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。因我们听说，在你们中间有人不按规矩而行，什么工都不做，反倒专管闲事。我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐，劝诫这样的人要安静做工，自己的饭。弟兄们，你们行善不可丧志。若有人不听从我们这信上的话，要记下他，不和他交往，要叫他自觉受贿。但不要以他为仇人，要劝他如弟兄。愿赐平安的主随时随事亲自给你们平安。愿主常与你们众人同在。我主保罗亲笔叫你们安，当我信德都为此为祭，我的必己就是这样。愿我的主耶稣基督的恩惠常与你们同在。
OK， 好，谢谢啊。 Please be seated。
大家请坐。
So give the introduction. This is what happened in the church at that time.
这个就是当时提撒罗尼迦教会的状况。
They have so many people because they heard, listened to the heresy, believed the heresy, so they didn't do anything, just sit around and do nothing.
他们有很多人听到那个耶稣基督要再来的那个谣言，就坐下来什么都不做。
And they became a disruption to the church.
他们就造成了教会里面的破坏。
So Paul in chapter 2 tried to explain to them what would take place before Jesus coming back again.
所以保罗在第二章的时候就向他们解释耶稣再来的时候会发生什么事情。
And the world will become more lawless.
世界将会变得更无法无天。
And finally the Lord will come and destroy the work of Satan and his followers.
那最后主耶稣就要再来毁灭撒旦和这些追随撒旦的工作。
He then here gives the advice to the church how to deal with this group of people who do nothing and just kind of poking around busybody.
他也对这个教会提出如何处理这些制造麻烦人的一个建议。
He tell them to stay away from them，
就是叫他们远离这些人。
But don't treat them as enemies，
但不要把他们当作敌人。
But look them as outsiders，
只是把他们当成局外人。
And admonish them as brothers，
要把他们当成弟兄的劝诫。
Well, you might think that this, if we neglect someone intentionally, that's not biblical.
你可能会问，如果我们故意的忽略某人的话，这样是不是不是很合符圣经的教导？
We don't show our love.
我们没有表现出我们的爱。
It's contradictory to the Bible's teaching about love.
是不是跟圣经里面教导彼此相爱的这个教导有所矛盾呢？
But Jesus himself also teach the same principle.
但耶稣自己也是教导这样子的一个观念。
If you really carefully hear right now, that's when someone has caused trouble in the church.
如果你们有细读这一段经文的话，你会发现当人对教会有制造麻烦的时候
，How do we deal with them?
我们要怎么样去对待他们
？Firstly, we talk to them privately.
首先，我们是跟他私下的说话。
And if they don't listen,
如果他们不听呢
？Then bring along a couple of people, you know, and talk to them.
就带一两人去跟他说。
And if he still did not listen.
如果他还不听
，then you get a church, you know, leaders to talk to him.
你这样教会的领袖跟他说
，and he still does not listen.
假如他还是不听的话
，then just treat him as an outsider, neglect him.
那就把他看成局外人啊，就不要理他。
I think sometimes we are just too soft on some unruly behaviors in the church.
有时候我觉得我们的教会有时候对不守规矩的行为太过软弱。
We think that.Well, we don't want men to make them feel bad, you know. We have to be, you know, nice to them.
我们可能不想要人觉得不好，或者是想要对他比较友善。
But this is what Jesus teach, okay? If they don't listen to the church, then just neglect them.
但这就是耶稣基督的教导。如果他不听教会的碎劝他就是要把他当成局外人。
And then Paul give a talk about how the importance of work in the following passage.
然后保罗也说这个接下来对这个工作有一个很重要的讲解说。
I know we just read it. Let's read again, okay? Because this is the theme of the passage.
我们虽然刚刚已经读过了，但我们再来读一次。这个是这一段经文的主题。
你们自己知道，应该怎么效法？
效法我们，因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行，也未尝白吃人的饭，倒是辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，免得叫你们一人受累。这并不是因为我们没有权柄，而是要给你们做榜样，叫你们效法我们。我们在你们那里的时候，曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。
Now basically here, Paul told them two things.
基本上保罗在这里告诉他们两件事。
He said, I use my work to set an example. I work to set an example before you.
他说他以他的工作来为他们树立榜样。
In other words, his work is his ministry.
另外一个讲法，换句话说，他就是他的工作就是他的事工。
A second thing he pointed out here is everyone should work for his livelihood.
他指出第二点是每个人都应该为自己的生活而工作。
Don't sit around and expect other people to feed you.
不要只坐在那里等别人来为你们提供食物。
Now work was a, work is a very example, a very important topic then.
这个工作是在这个保罗这一段经文里面那个很主要的重要的主题。
I think it's also a very important topic today.
我觉得它今时今日也是一个非常重要的题目。
So I would like to take an opportunity here to expand what the Bible talks about.
我想要趁着这个机会来阐述一下圣经里面对工作的教导。
Very interesting, human is the only creature commissioned by God to work.
很有趣的是，人类是上帝委托工作的唯一生物。
You never see any animal work, right?
你没有需要看到动物需要为工作的。
They just sit around and eat and sleep.
他们只是动物，就是只坐着睡觉跟吃饭。
But God, only God is, man is the only creatures that God commissioned.
只有人类是上帝委托工作的一种唯一生物。
And in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28,
在创世纪的第一章二十八节。
Let's read together here, okay?
让我们一同来读。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。你要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Okay, and then in chapter 2, verse 15, God also gave them the command to work.
第二章十五节，神的命令在这里。耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
Man is commissioned by God to manage and take care of the land and the other creatures.
上帝委托人来管理、照顾他的创造和地图。
But unfortunately, this time, you know, today, you see that man polluted the land and put animals to extinction, right?
很可惜，我们看到的人类就是把那个这个生态破坏了，也把那个动物导致了绝种。
Now God not only put man to work，
神不单只要人来管理这个地方
，He also works himself。
他自己也在神自己也在工作。
In the second chapter, which is still during the creation，
第二章的时候讲到神的创造。
Let's read together here， yeah？
让我们一同来读。地万物都造齐了，到第四日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第四日歇了他的一切的工，安息了。
Here talk about God works and God rest.
这里讲到神做工，神的安息。
It's my bargain to me that God has to work.
让我难以自信的是，上帝也是需要工作的。
The Bible says He can just speak and everything is accomplished, right?
圣经里面说，神只要说立，说有就有，说立命立就立。
This is in the Psalm.
这就是在那个诗篇里面的。
He doesn't have to do anything. He just commanded, everything will accomplish.
他不需要工作，他只要命令，事情就可以发生了。
It's just like a voice command, you know, in a computer, right? You know, you don't even want to use a finger. You just want to talk to it, you know.
就像我们现在有语音控制一样。
Not only he works then, he's still working right now, nowadays.
他不仅是那个时候工作，他如今也还在工作。
And this is Christ talk about.
这就是耶稣说的。
My father is still working until now, and I am myself are working.
我父做事，直到如今我也做事。
Now, the side point here is, Jesus called God the Father, God his Father.
耶稣称神为他的父亲。
What it implies here is that he himself is God.
就表示出他自己本身也是神。
And at that time, that makes the Jews very angry.
在当时来说，令犹太人就是非常愤怒。
A lot of people say that Jesus never claimed himself to be God.
有人说耶稣基督没有宣称自己是神。
Jesus makes statements like this, but he is God in various places in the Bible. Okay?
耶稣确实有在宣告他是神，在圣经不同的地方记载不同的地方。
I think before God commissioned us to work.
我想上帝是希望要我们去工作的。
He wants to show us the importance of work.
他想要向我们展示工作的重要性。
He's telling us, if even I work, no, you have no excuse not to work.
想要告诉我们，即使神自己也在工作，所以我们没有借口不去做。
It's exactly what Paul did.
这就是保罗直接所做的。
to use work as an example for the Thessalonians.
用工作来作为他自己的榜样，对那个帖撒罗尼家人来说。
To show them how to live their life.
然后让他们知道如何过自己应该如何活自己的生活。
But God was not God is not an workaholic.
但神自己不是一个工作狂。
He works and then he rests.
他工作，他也休息。
And this is the pattern God wants us to follow.
这就是上帝希望我们去遵从的一个榜样。
He wants us to work and rest alongside with him.
他希望我们能够与他一同的合作。
Basically, he wants us to enjoy his partnership.
基本上就是希望我们能够享受与他合作的这个关系。
God shows us how to work.
神展示给我们看如何的工作。
Six days of work, one day of rest.
六天的工作，一天的休息。
And then he provides.Us with all the resources to do our work.
他也为我们提供了所需要的资源。
This is the pattern, right? We cannot tell everyone just to do your work without giving them any instruction. How to do it?
我们不可能只是告诉别人去做事，然后不给他任何该做的指示。
And then give them nothing to work with.
又或者不提供任何的所需要的材料去给他们去使用。
So God prepared all this, and then commissioned men to do.To work.
所以神为我们准备了一切所需要的资源，然后这是叫人去工作。
It's interesting enough that this seven-day cycle is still using today.
很有趣的是，这个七天的周期到今日也是还是在使用。
It's all the world still having this day week cycle, weekly cycle, 7 days. You know?
基本上全世界都是有这样的七天的那个周期。
I'm about to retire, and then I'm thinking about what am I going to do.
我即将要退休了，现在在思考接下来要做什么。
I mentioned this a businesswoman who is a very rich. You know, he has properties in Eugene, multiple properties. You know.
我对一位这个在宇郡的那个商务女性谈到这个事情。
And he advised me, don't stop working.
他就建议我不要停止工作。
Say that I'm 81 years old, I still go to my office every day.
我已经81岁，我还是每天都到办公室里。
It will be very boring.
将会是非常无聊的，如果不做的话。
I think A couple weeks ago, I talked to an older man, older gentleman, older brother here in church.
几个星期前，我跟一位教会的老弟兄谈到同样的事情。
He said, "The first year of retirement is fun."
他讲到那个第一年的退休是很棒。
He could wake up naturally, don't have to listen to alarm clock, you know.
他可以很自然的醒来，不用那个闹钟。
But after 1 year, he just wondered, "What am I going to do?"
但在一年之后，他就开始在想接下来要做什么呢。
So that's my stage right now. So I'm thinking about what.
这个就是如今我的阶段，我就是在想我将要做什么。
After 40 years of work, you know, suddenly you just kind of wondering what's going on, what's going to do.
工作了四十年，如果突然停下来的话，你就会真的不知道接下来要做什么。
Work gives purpose of life.
工作给生命一个目的。
When you sit around nothing to do, you find life is very boring.
当你坐下来什么都没有事情可以做的话，你会觉得生活是很沉闷的。
But what happened to work after Adam succumbed to the temptation and disobeyed God?
当亚当屈服于诱惑不顺服上帝以后，工作发生了什么的变化？
So is work itself something which provides satisfaction and enjoyment? It became a toil.
工作不再是一个提供满足和享受的事情，而变成是一种劳苦了。
Okay, this is what talk about after Adam sins, that's what God told Adam.
这就是在亚当犯罪以后，神告诉亚当的。
Okay, let's all read it together, so we
让我们来一起
来读 get the idea what's going on right now. Okay.
又对亚当说：“你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的。地给你长出吉利和吉利，你也要吃田间的菜蔬，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，原要归于尘土。
How many of us here can we say I enjoy my work?
我们当中有多少人真的可以说我很享受我的工作？
Good, at least one, I give up one hand. Two, three, good.
非常好。
Good. At least there's some people. Well, some go halfway. You know, didn't want to go.
最少有几个人是这样子。
Some bad, some good, right? I know, it depends on. Okay. But to most of us, work become a toil and a burden.
对我们大多数人来说，工作都是一种劳苦，是一种负担。
We are not satisfied with our work.
我们对我们的工作不满足。
Because we don't know what's the original purpose of work.
因为我们不知道工作最初的目的是什么。
Because after Adam's sin entered this world, we have this sinful nature in us.
因为当罪
因为当亚当犯罪以后，罪就进入了这个世界。
And if we go back to the Bible, we'll find out that the original purpose of work is to serve others.
如果我们回到圣经，就会发现工作最初的目的就是为他人服务。
God does not have to work, but he did anyway.
神不需要工作，但他还是为我们做了。
So he can set an example for us.
他可以为我们树立榜样。
He provided Adam with all the resources, and then tell him that to be fruitful and multiply.
他为亚当提供了所有的资源，然后告诉他要生养众多。
And then in Proverbs, there's a kind of a passage which no one, not too many people mention this.
在箴言有一段记载，就是没有太多人去注意的。
And this one here, in verse 25 or something like this, in the early part of the passage or the chapters means the wisdom. Okay, talk about wisdom.
在这段经文里面，这个我在那个最初是它的意思是表示智慧。
And then usually by the time we substitute 智慧 ，okay, this wisdom with Christ, you know, that's usually we read it.
但我们如果把智慧以耶稣基督来代替的话，这个就是我们平常的。
So you talk about here, you know, you just put Jesus Christ in there, you know, in that place, okay?
所以从这个经文来说，从这个我的地方看到耶稣基督就已经从起初就有了。
Okay, let's read this passage together.
让我们一起来读这一段经文。最后呢，说话的起头，在太初造造万物之先，就有了我。从恒古，从太初，富有世界以前，我已被立。没有深渊，没有大水的泉源，我已生出。大山未曾奠定，小山未有之先，我已生出。耶和华没有创造大地和田野，并世上的土质，我已生出。他立高天，我在那里，他的渊面和周围画出圆圈。是水夫越过他的命令，立定大地的根基。那时我在他那里为公司，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃。踊跃在他为了预备可住之地，也喜悦住在世人之间。
Is it here God prepare the land, the world for man to live?
这里讲到上帝为我们预备的这个世界去享用。
And he prepared the world for us to enjoy.
他预备的这个世界给我们去享用。
He designs and he creates.
他设计，他创造。
And he prepares this wonderful workplace for us.
他努力为我们预备这个美好的地方。
He serves us through his work.
他透过他的工作为我们服侍。
Not only that, even after we sinned, he himself came to this fallen world to serve us.
不仅如此，他本人也是亲自来到这个堕落的世界为我们服侍。
And this is what Christ said.
这就是基督来说的。
For the Son of Man comes not to serve, not to be served, but to serve.
人子来不是要受人的服侍，而是要服侍人。
So in order to restore the relationship between God and man, he came through all these troubles, you know, to serve us, you know, to come to this world to serve us.
所以为了修复我们与他的关系，他不厌其烦的亲自来到这个世界来为我们服侍。
But unfortunately, we have lost this vision of work.
但很不幸的，我们已经失去了这对工作的这个愿景。
Instead of serving others, we use work to serve ourselves.
不仅我们没有去服侍别人，我们只是为了服侍我们自己。
And that's when work become toil and a burden.
这就是这个工作变成了一种负担，变成了一种劳苦。
God gives each one of us special abilities.
神赐给我们每个人有特殊的能力。
Now in the church, He gives us different spiritual gifts.
在教会里头，他给我们不同的属灵的恩赐
，such as teaching, preaching.
就如同教导讲道
，and then healing the sick，
治病
，speaking in tongues， etc.
说方言等
，so we can serve one another in the church，
所以我们可以在教会里头彼此服侍
，but outside the church， God also give us believers and unbelievers also special abilities，
但在教会以外，上帝也给我们每个人信徒和或者是非信徒有特殊的能力
，you can be an engineer， you can be a car mechanic， you can be a plumber。
你可以成为工程师汽车修理工或者是水管工
You can be a doctor, you can be a professor, you can be a cook
你可以是医生、教授或者是厨师
So we can serve one another
我们可以为彼此服侍
It's always God's trademark to stress on teamwork
强调团队合作是神的标志
And this is, you know, in Jesus telling us how to love one another
耶稣教导我们需要彼此相爱
We talk about here a new commandment I give you that you can love one another.
这里讲到耶稣给我们一个命令，就是要彼此相爱。
It is us as a group who demonstrate God's love.
这是我们作为一个团队，我们可以展示神的爱。
Loving each other involves others, okay? Not only you.
彼此相爱也是因为有彼此才能实现。
有对方爱的一个 kind of object, you know, of love, okay? But unfortunately, our focus generally is more on ourselves.
很不幸的是，我们把大多数的注意力都放在我们自己身上。
It is Satan's trait.
这是撒旦的特质。
I want to be lifted up high.
我想要被高举。
I want to be like the Most High.
我想要成为至高。
至高者 ，okay. That's why he fell, you know, from his position.
这就是他从他的地位上面掉下来的原因。
So instead of using our ability to serve one another, we apply our abilities for our personal gain.
所以我们不只没有用我们的能力去彼此服侍，我反而让我们的能力去为了自己的利益。
To get money, status, self-satisfaction, etc., etc.
为了要获得金钱、地位或者是自我满足。
I heard a famous pastor say that, you know, after he's fallen from his, you know, after his fall, you know.
我听过一位有名的牧师讲从他那个从恩典跌下来以后他所讲的话。
So when I started ministry, I used things to get money.
所以当我开始这个事工的时候，我用物质来
吸引人 ，to get people.
我们用那个物质上的东西去得人。
And later on in my ministry, I used people to get things.
但后来在施工上，我这是利用人来得到我想要的东西。
And after we got what we want, then what do we do?
在我们得到想要的东西以后，我们做什么呢
？We brag about our achievements, right?
我们吹嘘我们的成就。
这个 ，and this is what Jeremiah said.
这就是耶利米书里面讲到的。
And the Lord warned them not to do this.
这个神警告他们不要这样子做
，because they were doing that, okay?
因为他们当时就是这样子的在做。
What did they brag about?
他们吹嘘什么呢
？Their wealth.
他们的财富。
Their intelligence.
他们的智慧。
And their ability.
他们的能力。
Right, basically, by the time we brag, you know, we brag about this. Look at my house.Okay,
我们平常吹嘘的不就是这些东西吗
？Look at I'm a CEO of a company.
看我们的房子，看我们的那个工作的职位。
I can do this. I can run 100 meters in 9.6 seconds.
我可以跑得多快多快。
That's the world record, right? 9.59 seconds. Anyway, so that's what we brag about.
这些都是我们吹嘘的东西。
As a result, work become a chore and a curse.
结果工作就变成了一种苦差，一个咒诅。
That's not the original purpose of work.
这就是原来工作的，
不是原来，
这不是原来工作的一个目的。
The purpose in the very beginning is to serve others.
本来工作的目的就是要我们彼此服侍。
So our work is our ministry.
所以我们的工作就是我们的事工。
It is a way to carry out God's plan.
是一个实行上帝计划的方式。
It's a way to demonstrate God's love.
是一个表达上帝的爱的一个方式。
We serve inside the church and we serve outside the church.
我们在教会内彼此服侍，在教会外，我们也同样的为社区服侍。
This is exactly what Paul did among the Thessalonians.
这就是正是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦人当中所做的事。
He served the people in the church there for his teaching, for his encouragement.
他以教导和劝勉为教会中的人服侍。
And then he set an example to them, see, look, I'm working too.
然后要建立榜样，告诉人我也在工作。
And he served those outside the church, you know, as a professional tent maker.
他以制作帐篷作为自己谋生的一种方式，也去服务他教会以外的人。
That's what the Bible says. His profession, no, he's a tent maker.
这个就是圣经里面记载保罗他的工作，他就是一个制作帐篷的人。
So in the same way, we serve inside and outside the church.
所以同样，我们也是在教会内外都是服侍。
Everyone is a full-time minister.
每个人都是一个全职的牧者。
Not only the pastor.
并不是仅仅只有牧师才是。
As a matter of fact, there's no such term as full-time ministry in the Bible.
而事实上，在圣经里面没有所谓全职牧师这样子的称号。
It will surprise you, no? There's no full-time and part-time in the Bible.
可能会让你惊讶，在圣经里面并没有说所谓全职或者是半职的牧者。
Everyone is a full-time minister.
每个人都是一个全职的牧者。
In the Middle Ages, people think that those clergy works are more honorable.
在中世纪，人们认为那个牧师修女这样子的工作，神职人员的工作是比较具有殊荣。
So they honor, they so respect the nuns, the priests, and all those.
所以他们都专容那些牧师修女这样子的一个神职人员。
Because common people just work to make a living, you know, just to take care of their own business.
因为一般人的工作只是为了照顾日常生活。
Today, unfortunately, majority of the believers still have this kind of concept, this notion.
今天大多数的信徒可能都有同样的一种观念。
The full-time minister pastor is more spiritual than a layman, lay believers who holds a secular job.
就是全职的牧师比有世俗工作的一般信徒更熟灵。
They go for a seminary to prepare themselves.
他们通过神学院的学习来准备自己。
They help the people in the church.
他们帮助教会里面的人。
They teach the Bible.
他们教导圣经。
So they must be more spiritual.
他们必定是更熟灵。
But that's not what God's plan is.
但这并不是上帝的计划。
God intends each one of us to be His minister.
神希望我们每个人都能够成为他的牧者。
To be His representatives.
成为他的代表。
Wherever we are and whatever we do.
不管我们在哪里，或者是做什么。
In Exodus, when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, He told them this.
在出埃及记记载，当神领以色列人离开埃及地的时候，他这样子对他们说。
Let's read together, okay?
让我们一起来读。听你若谁在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
God told the kingdom, the country, the nation of Israel.
神对以色列国这样子说。
The whole nation is a kingdom of priests.
整个国度都是祭司。
It's a holy nation.
是一个圣洁的国度。
And not just the leaders like Joshua or Moses.
并不是只有摩西或者是约书亚。
And the New Testament, Peter also tells his people.
在新约里面，彼得也是这样子告诉人。
Let's read together here.
让我们一起来读。让你们是被拣选的族类，是由军装的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗又奇妙光明者的美德。
This youth referring to the believers in the New Testament.
这里是指新约中的信徒。
The New Testament is believers as a whole is a holy nation.
新约中的信徒就是联合成为一个圣洁的国家。
It's exactly like the Israelites in Old Testament time.
就像旧约中的以色列人一样。
So in the passage, whether it's the New Israelites, Old Testament, or the believers in the New Testament.
所以不管你是旧约中的以色列人，或者是新约中的基督徒
，they hold the same identities.
你们都有同样的身份。
They are the priests.
你就是神的祭司。
They belong to God and they represent God.
他们属于上帝，也代表上帝。
And their job is to proclaim His name to people around them.
他们的工作就是要向周围的人宣告神的名。
Notice that this identity first, and then the proclamation later.
注意是我们先有了身份，然后才是宣告。
It is our identity first, then comes the work.
是有了身份以后，才有那个工作本身。
So the sequence would be that.We are God's representative. We belong to God.
所以顺序是我们是上帝的代表，我们是属于上帝的。
We are called to serve.
我们被呼召服事。
And we serve through our work.
也通过我们的工作服事。
And that's what Peter tells us. Our work is to proclaim the name of Christ.
这就是彼得告诉我们，我们的工作要宣扬啊，召我们出黑暗，奇妙光明者的美德。
How do we do this?
那我们要怎么样子做到这样呢？
Through our work.
透过我们的工作。
As a pastor.
作为牧师。
As a professional.
作为一个专业人士
，as a mother，
作为一个母亲
，as a child，
作为一个孩子
，etc. whatever position you're in。Now this is the extended passage Paul used, you know, to do his work as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ。
这个本来就是保罗去为做耶稣基督传福音的工作所使用的策略。
I say to the Jews, I become the Jews。
啊，就是我对着犹太人，我就是犹太人。
And to those who have no law, I'm the man. I'm under no law then.
对着律法以下的，就是做律法以下的人。
To the weak, I'm weak.
对软弱的，我就软弱。
And in verse 23, I became all things to all men, so that I might get them to share the goodness, the blessings of the gospel.
凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
I think we can rewrite this passage easily.
我们可以很简单的去重申保罗这一个信息
to make it more relevant to our daily life.
可以是更配合我们今时今日的生活。
You can say that to the doctors, I become a doctor.
你可以说面对医生，我成为一个医生。
To the professors, I become a professor.
面对管理员，我是一个管理员。
To the businessman, I become a businessman.
面对商人，我成为一个商人。
To a janitor, I become a janitor.
面对管理员，我就是一个管理员。
No, to the janitor, you know, 清洁工。
清洁工。
So janitor, I become a janitor, not senator, okay? janitor. So that we can use our profession to reach all types of people in the society, in our community.
我们可以使用我们的，透过我们的工作专业和接触到社区不同的人。
There's no way a pastor by himself can reach out to all kinds of people.
没有可能一个牧师能够接触到这所有的各方面的人。
It is your job and my job.
这是你和我的工作。
Therefore, no one is a lay person.
因此，我们没有一个是外行人。
平信徒，
平信徒。
Okay, 平信徒。No one is a lay person. We are all God's representatives.
我们都是上帝的代表。
We proclaim Him through our job, through our work.
我们透过我们的工作去宣扬他。
God gave us the talent to do that.
神给我们恩赐，要我们可以这样子做。
So don't compare yourself, ourselves with other people.
所以我们不要去比较我们自己的跟别人比较
like those in the church of Corinth
不要像哥林多教会那样子的比较
and they compare about oh my spiritual gift is bigger than yours so I'm more important
他们比较谁的属灵恩赐比较大所以就自己可能感觉比较重要
don't admire those who are more intelligent
不要钦佩那些比较聪明的人
don't admire those who make a lot of money
不要钦佩那些赚更多钱的人
and don't look down those who do manual work
也不要轻看那些做那个基本劳动的人
or they can afford to own a home
或者不能拥有房子的人
God give each one of us our portion to serve other people
神给我们每个人的本身是需要的去为别人服侍
It is not our accomplishment that defines our stand before God
不是我们的成就可以决定我们在神面前的站得是不是能够站得住脚
It is our identity and our heart towards God which define how God looks at us
是我们对神的心意上帝是看我们对神的心意
Jesus this concept in the book of Matthew
耶稣在马太福音里面就讲到这个概念
and here in chapter 7 verse 21-23
第七章的21-23
we see some people here doing some really some work that really wow people okay?
我们就看到有一些人是在做一些比较注目的事情
it's really eye catching by the time they do it
他们所做的是比较注目的事情
and they preach
上传道
they perform miracles
行神迹
they heal the sick
治病人
but Christ tell them what did Christ tell them
但基督对他们说什么呢
you evil doers
你们这些作恶的人
depart from me
离开我去
they have nothing to do with this you say wow they are doing some spiritual work right they heal people they preachThey perform miracles.
他们不是在做一些很属灵的事情吗？传道、行神迹、医治病人。
Why did Christ tell them evil doers?
为什么基督指他们是一个作恶的人
？But in Matthew chapter 10 verse 42,
在马太福音的第十章四十二节的讲道
，It's just some doing something really trivial.
你可能就是做一些最基本微不足道的事情。
Just give a glass of water to someone who needs it.
像给孩子一杯水喝。
And Christ said.He will receive his reward.
这个基督就说，这个人会得到他的奖赏。
So how does God judge in this situation?
上帝如何去判断这些事情
？God judge the heart.
是看我们的内心。
The first group is called evil doers.
第一群被指为那个作恶的人。
So even though they are doing something for God, great, something great for God.
或许他们在做一些好像很伟大的事情。
But their heart is against God. It's not aligned with God.
但他们的心是抵挡上帝。
The second group is truly those who want to follow, God, follow Jesus.
第二群是真的是追随耶稣的人。
So even they do something very trivial, God will remember them.
他们可能在做一些微不足道的事情，但神还是会纪念他们。
God can do anything for himself.
神可以自己做任何的事情。
He does not need our help.
他不需要我们帮助。
But he invites us to work with him alongside him.
可是他邀请我们与他一同工作。
So it's a privilege to work for God.
所以能够与上帝同工是一种恩惠。
So don't count as a burden, okay?
不要看成是一种负担。
What he looks at us is, are we faithful to our calling?
他看我们的是我们是否有忠心于我们的呼召。
And this is what Paul mentioned about.
这就是保罗所提到的。
What God demands from his steward or from his servant is faithfulness.
神要求他的管事管家所做的就是有忠心。
So the question we should ask ourselves: Are we faithful to God's calling?
所以我们该问的是，我们有没有对上帝我们自己的呼召忠心
？Are we being faithful? Are we doing what we are called to do?
我们有没有在忠心的做我们被呼召要做的事
？Are we faithful serving others in the church, in the community?
我们有忠心的为在教会里面彼此服侍，或者是为社区里面服侍
？You may ask how do I know I'm doing a good job? Okay?
你可能会问我们怎么知道我们在做的是不是好的
？God will let you know.
上帝会让你知道
，He will give you the peace by the time you're doing the right thing.
当你做对的时候，他会给你带来平安。
And this is what Paul talked about in the same passage, you know, in 16.
这就是保罗在这个第三章，提摩太前第三章里面讲到的。
The peace of God will follow you, will be with you.
愿赐平安的主随时随事亲自给你们平安。
And the other passage in the book of Colossians, talk about the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
另外一段经文是在哥罗西书哈，就是要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
Now, I hope that now you get a better understanding of your daily work.
希望现在你们能够更了解我们的日常工作。
There's no such thing as sacred or spiritual work or secular work.
没有所谓神圣属灵的工作，又或者是世俗的工作。
Because we are representatives of God.
因为我们都是上帝的代表。
And we have the serving attitude.
我们需要甘愿服侍的态度。
And we live a godly life.
我们过着敬虔的生活。
Then all we do are sacred.
那我们所做的一切都是神圣的。
In God's eyes, your attitude is much more important than what you do.
在上帝的眼里，我们的态度比我们所做的事情更重要。
And then Paul wraps up the letter by telling them not to be weary of their good deeds.
然后保罗在结束这封信的时候，告诉他们不要厌倦他们的善行。
Because we know that we'll get tired after a while.
因为他知道我们会疲倦。
And so in verse book of Hebrews, we talk about let us don't forget to meet with each other to encourage each other.
所以在希伯来书里面提到，我们需要彼此上顾，彼此劝勉。
And that's the purpose of the fellowship in the church.
这就是在教会里面的团契的一个目的。
Because we will get tired by the time we work outside, we will get tired.
我们工作是会疲倦的。
God gives one of us one or more talents to serve Him.
上帝给我们每个人一项或多项的才干，为他服侍。
He expects each one of us to be faithful to our callings.
他也希望我们每个人都能够忠心的与我们的呼召。
Because we will face Him one day for sure.
因为我们有一天一定会跟他见面。
And we have to answer the same question before Him.
我们都必须要回答同一个问题。
What have you done for me?
我们的。
你为我做了什么？
为我做了什么
？Okay, let's pray. Donald, can you pray for us?